The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a Monday. It's the beginning of the week. We're going to start off hitting it hard. First of all, I have to announce that the Superhuman Radio website is down. Yesterday, Sunday afternoon at about 2:20 Eastern time, we lost our primary and backup hard drive in our server. We're working round the clock to get it back up and running, and we should have this whole problem resolved later today. I appreciate your patience. Those of you who are tuning in live, the podcast will probably not be available till late this evening. So please be aware of that. Also, I just want to mention that, and I'm going to be talking about this later in the week when I have Dr. Mark Gordon. Dr. Mark Gordon is a keynote speaker at most of the A4M and anti-aging medicine seminars around the world. He was the first person to write the book, Interventional Endocrinology. And he is now working with individuals who have undergone traumatic brain injuries and reversing their traumatic brain injuries through a variety of modalities of modern medicine. We're going to be talking about cholesterol. Well, we've talked about cholesterol before and the cholesterol myth, and this is a perfect time to talk about it. Just this morning on mainstream news, they're saying they want to start testing nine-year-olds and putting them on statin drugs. This is really, really scary, folks. Really scary, because the whole cholesterol thing is a myth. And if we start putting kids on statin drugs, we're going to have the sickest, earliest to die generation we're going to be looking at here very quickly. And this is nothing more than the parasitic pharmaceutical agenda at work, trying to rein in as many customers as possible. So we'll be talking about that Wednesday morning with Dr. Mark Gordon. You don't want to miss that. Today we've got Sean Croxton on the first hour. Many of you know him from Underground Wellness. I learned about this guy a long time ago. He has really been doing some great work for quite a long time, spreading the word about nutritional idiocy. He's got a new book called The Dark Side of Fat Loss we're going to be talking about. And then later in the show, Anthony Roberts is coming on to discuss an article he just wrote for CrossFit Magazine. Is heart rate really an indicator of how hard you're training? We will be talking about that later in the show. But first, let's welcome Sean to the show. How you doing, Sean? Uh-oh. Hang on. We'll get Sean back on. You know what? We're being plagued by a variety of technical difficulties, and it's just the way things go. You know, you run smooth for years and years, and then all of a sudden it rains nothing but technical difficulties. So we will have Sean back on in just a second. I'm dialing him up right now. The magic of voice over IP. It sounds like Sean is there. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. How are you? I just texted you my cell phone, which may be better. I apologize for
that. Okay,
you
know what? I'll go to your cell phone during the break. Let's do this. We'll take this for the first 10 minutes, and then during the break, I will switch to your cell phone. How's that sound?
Gotcha. That worked. I apologize for that.
No worries. And as I said earlier, you've been around a long time. I've known about you, Underground Wellness. You've been spreading the word about nutritional idiocy for quite some time now. And recently you just finished a book called The Dark Side of Fat Loss. What prompted you to write The Dark Side of Fat Loss?
Oh, it's been something I've been wanting to write for so long. I mean, people contacting me say, you have all these shows, you have all these YouTube videos and talking about the radio show. You know, where can I find something that has all this information condensed in a way that everybody can understand? And so finally I sat down, I said, you know what, this needs to get done, and I got it done. And so it's no jargon, you know, no big words and stuff. It's just something for everybody so they can understand not only how to lose fat, but also just how to get healthy.
How did you get started, Sean?
Oh, man. I I went to a California State University and I studied kinesiology and did really well in all of my classes, learned the food guy pyramid and all that stuff, graduated, became a personal trainer thinking I was going to be able to save the world from obesity, and realized that all of the stuff that I learned was absolutely backwards. It wasn't working for anybody, including myself. You know, I had issues with depression and digestive problems. I was that unhealthy fit person, you know, that we bump into so often.
Yeah, yeah.
And at some point I said, you know what? I care about the results that people get. You know, I don't want people wasting their money with me, spending hours with me personal training and not getting what they're looking for. So I said, you know what? It's time to stop banging my head against the wall and doing what Albert Einstein called, you know, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And to say, you know what? Let's start reading things that are different from what I learned in college. And I started learning stuff from Paul Check and, you know, Dr. McCullough at the time was huge, and all these other people who are actually working with real people and getting real results.
Right.
And I apply that to myself as well as to my clients, and it worked. And so took it to YouTube, took it to Blog Talk Radio, taking it to Healthy Power TV and Facebook and Twitter. It's been a blast.
Okay, so in the early days, what was the most profound thing? Let me back up. During the early days, when did you bump into the notion that a calorie was not a calorie, which obviously probably flies in the face of what you were taught in school?
Well, it really happened when we had something in my office called calorie sign-in sheets, where my clients would actually have a particular amount of calories that they had to burn on the treadmill that week. So I have my clients reduce the number of calories they took in, and they go on the treadmill, have to burn 7,000 calories that week, which is like an hour or two per day.
Right, and everybody says it's a math project, right? 4,000 calories is a pound of fat, right? So all you got to do is burn 4,000 calories, and at the end of the week, you got a pound of fat gone, but it doesn't work that way.
It definitely doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. And one thing I like to put out to people is, like, when I graduated from college back in 2001, I was 171 pounds. You know what I weigh today? I weigh 171 pounds. Like, my body has to be a mathematical genius for that to be the same after 10 years.
Right.
And that's one thing I talk about in the book, is the concept of 10 calories, which I stole from Gary Taubes. If I overconsumed 10 calories per day over the last 10 years, I'd be 10.4 pounds heavier.
Right.
But if that didn't happen.
Right, right. Gary's a great guy. He's been on the show a few times, and he really is a crusader, because he gets up there and says the things that really upset the people in the medical orthodoxy. You know, like saturated fats are not bad for you. I was at a wedding not too long ago, sitting with a fellow who was a hospital administrator, nice guy, really like this guy. And during the conversation, I mentioned how I consume large quantities of coconut oil. I mean, hunks of coconut oil. Every morning, the first thing I have is probably the equivalent of 5 or 6 tablespoons of coconut oil in a big hunk. And he goes, you know, it's not good. It's a lot of fat. And I said, well, why is fat bad? He goes, well, it leads to heart disease, and that's saturated fat. And I says, it doesn't lead to heart disease. And saturated fat is actually good for you. And he goes, no, it's not. And then Elisa Profumo, who co-hosts the show with me on Friday, kicked me under the table, like, don't even get into this discussion with them, because he's never going to listen. And it's the truth. It's like the part of the problem that we have is people like yourself are trying to give people the right message. But when you give people this message, they look at you like deer in the headlights, because they're confused. They're saying, wait a minute. Everybody out there, including the Wizard of Oz, is telling me that I should eat no meat, I should eat only vegetables and fruits, I should count my calories, I should stay away from fats, and that's the answer to health, longevity, and optimal weight management. And you're telling me I should be eating high protein, high fat, because we're not a bomb calorimeter, and we don't treat all calories the same, and they don't believe it. How do you overcome that?
You know, I don't even try to overcome that. I understand that people are going to be ready to make the change when they're ready to make the change. You know, if you read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie,
right,
one of the first things in there is people don't like to be told that they're wrong. You know, we will do everything that we can to defend ourselves, and people tell us that we're wrong. And so, you know, I don't force it upon people. I do use just common sense. I say, hey, how does an old school food cause a brand new disease? I mean, I don't get that. You know, heart disease,
yeah,
cancer, that they're fair. fairly new. I don't get that. We've been eating them for millions of years. I have a video called "Is God Stupid?" You know, did God put yolks in the egg to kill us? Did he put skin on the chicken to kill us? You know, fat on the beef to kill us? I don't think that's, you know, really what happened. And when you use those type of references, people start to go, okay, now I'm starting to get it, but do I go out of my way to convince people anymore? No, I don't. They're ready when they're ready.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So tell me about the book. When did you start writing this book? It's been a while in progress, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I started writing it several years ago. Actually, I had a few chapters that were kind of loosely done on my computer for many years. And I actually said, you know what, I'm going to do this. Maybe I think it was May of this year. I wrote a blog to all my readers, and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to get this done finally. And I took the steps to get it done and slowly but surely chopped away at it, had a lot of help along the way, and it got done. I'm so excited that it's out there. It's been nothing but great reviews.
Now, people can get the book. It's currently only available as an ebook, and you can get it at the website darksideoffatloss.com, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And not only do they get the book, but they also get a cookbook and 40 cooking videos, correct?
Yes. We put a call out to our audience and said, hey, we want to make a cookbook and we want you to submit recipes. So there's 80 recipes and they're all real food recipes, no weird stuff. And there's about half of them, about 40 of them actually have videos. So you can click on the video. It opens up the video and you can follow along when you're making it at home.
That's very, very cool. All right. We're going to take our first commercial break. Listen, don't hang up because I want to get the number from you during the break because it didn't come through to the text. So you just sit tight. Okay. And I want my audience to go to it's not the dark, it's just darksideoffatloss.com, right?
Darksideoffatloss, either or, it'll redirect you.
Okay, so darksideoffatloss.com to learn more about the book. We'll be right back with more Sean Cruxton. Stay tuned, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. Never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, where even technical difficulties will not keep us from spreading the word. We have Sean Croxton on today. You know him from Underground Wellness. He is the author of Dark Side of Fat Loss. Okay, what is the dark side? You know, when I heard about the dark side of fat loss, the first thing I thought about was the realities of fat loss. But what you really talk about are the myths of fat loss, don't you, in the book?
Yes, we talk about a lot of myths and also some of the missing links with fat loss. You know, we tend to, I call it the box in the book. You know, we want to lose fat and we want to get healthy. We go right into our boxes. And what's in that box? It's just diet and exercise, diet and exercise. That's really all we know. That's all we're preached to about through the mainstream. But, you know, I've been working with real people for the last several years and I realized that it's not just diet and exercise. It's digestion, it's stress, it's how much or how little they sleep, it's about their mindset, it's about toxicity, all of these other factors that we need to pay more attention to.
And obviously, sleep is a big one. I mean, sleep is something that in this country, we have really abandoned the importance of. In fact, most people probably see sleep as a nuisance. I remember back in the day when Charlie Sheen first played Bud Fox in the original Wall Street. And I remember how they embellished the idea that the Ivan Boesky-esque type character that was played by Michael Douglas talked about how he only got 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night and that you had to be willing to do that in order to be successful and win. And this is actually a message that is promoted today by commerce, because I remember, now Sean, I'm 53 years old. I actually remember a time when television stations played the Star Spangled Banner at midnight and went off the air, put up a test pattern, when businesses were not open on Sundays, and there was no such thing as a graveyard shift where people worked from 8 p.m. you know, to 4A or from midnight to 8A. I remember that. I remember that we didn't do that at a certain time. People were healthier. But this notion of commercial competitiveness and commerce and being willing to do whatever you have to do to succeed, we have literally thrown the most important asset that this country has, its people, under the bus, haven't we?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a 5-hour energy nation. We're all geeked up on coffee and all this weird stuff to get our energy up. You know, a simple solution for this is just to go to bed, you know, to shut it down, to not be on Facebook and Twitter and watching movies and doing all this stuff. Go to sleep. You know, we're supposed to go during the daytime and rest during the nighttime. It's really, really simple. It goes back ages to our ancestors. When the sun went down, there was literally nothing else to do. You know, I posted speaking of this, and I went to my Facebook page and looked for this quote I posted yesterday. In your haste to make a living, don't forget to make a life. And yeah, we forget to make a life a lot. We just want to make a living and go, 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 go. And we're working really, really hard, but we're not working very smart. We got to work smarter than we're doing right now. This doesn't work. And so, you know, there are actually consequences heart disease, cancer, weight gain, fatigue, all these things across the board that nature does to us. We don't get enough sleep. A huge part of our weight gain problem that we have in this country is because we don't sleep enough. It's just primal instinct of our body where, you know, back in the day, during those long days of summer and short nights, hormonally, our body became insulin resistant to pack on fat for the winter famine. Now what do we have? We have light bulbs, we have TVs, we have all this stuff to do at nighttime, and our bodies think that we're in a persistent state of in the summer. When is that famine going to come? And that famine doesn't come. I was reading Rob Wolf's book, Paleo Solution. He says that just one night of deprived sleep will make you as insulin resistant as a diabetic the following day.
Oh, that was actually done. There was a study done by Dr. Mark Rosekind, who is and Rob is a friend of the show. As a matter of fact, he's going to be on this week. We're going to be tearing the Wizard of Oz up this week. But anyway, Dr. Mark Rosekind was the guy who was hired by the Winter Olympic team to create the sleep environment for our Olympic athletes so that they would be better athletes. He did a study where they took Olympic athletes and deprived them of adequate sleep. He made them get just 4 hours a night sleep. And after the second day of getting poor sleep, they had the same glucose management issues that a 70-year-old has. Just after two nights of not getting good sleep. And that's an Olympic athlete. That's somebody who is, their body is finely honed. The average person, like you said, gets one bad night's sleep and they're shot the next day. They may as well be diabetic because what happens when you don't get good sleep? You crave food. You can't get enough food. Why? Because you're having these wild hypoglycemic episodes all day long.
Exactly. Yes. Again, your body thinks it's an end of summer. I mean, I spell out all the hormonal stuff in the book, but you know, your prolactin is supposed to be down, you know, in the winter time when you wake up. But when you wake up, prolactin's cranked up, your leptin's down, and you don't get to push the button on that NPY, that neuropeptide Y. It's a hormone that's secreted by the brain. And that makes you crave carbohydrates. And so this is one of the reasons why people are just always craving carbohydrates, hitting the vending machine all day, because they're not sleeping enough. You know, they're not eating the right foods as well, but they're not sleeping enough. And so we can't forget about that. So again, we have to get out of that box of just diet and exercise.
Have you ever done any corporate speaking? Do you ever speak to large companies about health, longevity, nutrition, fitness, that sort of stuff?
I have not yet, but we've got big plans for 2012, and that's one of them.
You know, there has to be a message brought to the employer. There has to be messages. And you know, some of the worst offenders are like UPS and FedEx, because the majority of their real work, quote unquote, is done at night, taking packages off of one truck, running them up a conveyor belt to a plane, flying them to another city, and then putting those packages from the conveyor belt back to another truck. And that is done at night. And the reality is that these companies that employ, that have large numbers of employees at night, at some point in time, and you mark my words, it's going to come down to a class action lawsuit, because if they're not talking to their employees about mitigating the negative effects of that work schedule, and these negative effects are well documented, colon cancer, 3 to 4 times higher in night shift workers than day workers. I mean, breast cancer, all these different cancers, insulin resistance. We have people who are skinny and are insulin resistant because they're working night shifts. And these companies know this. And if they don't start stepping up and saying, look, you can only work 3 night shifts in a week, then you have to take the rest of the week and do something else or blah, blah, blah. If they don't start doing things to help these employees mitigate the health effects from working night shifts, I predict you're going to see class action suits. Lawyers are going to jump all over this because they're going to say, you knew that there were health risks in employing a night-based shift group, and you did not discuss what they need to do, and you made them sick, and now you have to pay for it. It's going to happen. You mark my words.
It will have, the World Health Organization says that shift work, you know, working overnight, is a carcinogen. You know, this is really no secret, but, you know, a lot of these companies are ignoring it because it's really all about the bottom line.
Yeah, who's going to, you think UPS is going to say, hey, you know what, we're doing away with overnight, we're going to go just a second day because we care about our employees? They're not going to do it. Not going to happen. But anyway, What do you think the most shocking thing that someone who would read the book would find in The Dark Side of Fat Loss?
Oh, digestion. Yeah, they would start to see how digestion plays an impact in their health. I mean, like Hippocrates says, all diseases begin in the gut, and there's a whole lot of truth to that. I mean, there's so many ways in which the digestive system can get out of whack. You know, we talk so much about the diet, but hey, if your digestive system is screwed up, you know, you can have the best diet in the world, but it's not going to work so well. I think it's 60% of all American adults have some type of digestive dysfunction. You know, again, I work with real people, and we find parasites, bacterial dysbiosis, H. pylori infections all of the time, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, heartburn, bloating, all across the board. These things that people don't like to go to their doctor and talk about. You know, they go to the bathroom every 3 days. You know, we need to really start thinking about those things. It's incredibly important. And one thing that I find, there's only been one exception to this in my 4 or 5 years of doing this type of work, is when I've got a client who says they have long-term digestive issues, and we run their hormones, we do an adrenal panel, testosterone is always low.
Yeah.
Every single time. If you're trying to lose fat and you've got low testosterone.
But you know why that is, Sean. You know why that is. And I've talked about this on the show. People think libido is a pastime. They think libido is something fun and funny. They think that it's just, oh, you know, I have a high libido. Let me tell you something. If you have a high libido, you are generally in peak health, because we are an organism whose sole and only job on this earth is to procreate and then die. And if you have no libido and you're a young man, it's because your organism is being sent a message that you are not healthy, and we don't want you to procreate. We don't want you putting new genes into the gene pool. We want you to die before you procreate. And so when you say testosterone is low in these people, I have to agree with you. And the reason is because if your digestive system isn't working, you're riddled with problems. You know, we take our stomachs for granted, our digestive systems for granted. Anything that's not digested properly ends up in the bloodstream as a foreign antagonist, and then the immune system has to deal with it. There's a lot of evidence that secondary autism, not the one that you get at birth, but the one that comes on 6, 7, 8 years old, there's a direct link to certain missing gut flora. Crispin Sullivan on the show, her research into centenarians, what she learned was they had three things in common: optimal functioning thyroids, great sleep, and robust flora in the intestines and in the stomach. And those were the three common denominators in people who live to be 100. So we take our stomachs for granted, like we take sleep for granted. It is so important not to wait until you're getting bloated and you have a problem, but to start caring for your stomach now by using very, very healthy probiotic regimens, by avoiding foods and things that destroy the gut flora, and so on and so forth. Would you agree with that, Sean?
I agree at 1,000%. We need to pay a lot more attention to this.
Yeah. Look, we have to take a quick commercial break. I want people to go to darksideoffatloss.com and check out Sean's book. If you get the book, you also will get a cookbook with videos, a total of 80 recipes, 40 on video and 40 in print. Go to darksideoffatloss.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I was just paid one of the highest tributes since I've been doing this show for over 6 years now. I have been mentioned in Volume 2 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors by Randy Roach. Talks about me and the show. I was reading the book over the weekend, and I really couldn't believe it. To be in print and discussed the show and myself in a book like Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors Volume 2 is really, I don't even feel worthy to be in there. With the likes of Arthur Jones and everybody else that he writes about in there. I have to thank Randy Roach for including information about the show. Anyway, we're talking with Sean Cruxton, his new book, The Dark Side of Fat Loss. Sean, you and I agree in a lot of areas. And it makes me feel good because I feel like there are other people out there that are doing the hard work, the good work, of fighting against the mismessages out there that are really at the core of all chronic disease today. One of the things that you say in your book is that soy is not a health food. And I've talked about soy. I've done shows about the dangers of soy. I've called for the FDA to treat soy because of its drug-like effects like a drug. Talk a little bit about soy. What is it that you don't like about soy?
Wow. I remember when I first got off of cow's milk a long time ago, and I wrote a blog actually advocating soy and on MySpace a long time ago, and I got to retract that one. soy is a huge, huge problem for a lot of people, whether it be the phytic acid, which binds onto the minerals and whatnot and doesn't allow you to absorb them and leaches minerals out of your body, to the estrogenic effects. I mean, I had Dr. Kayla T. Daniel, author of this whole soy story, on my show several times, just talking about some of the crazy stuff, like wives who want to get revenge on their husbands for cheating will feed them soy to reduce their libidos. I mean, just crazy stuff like that. It's absolutely amazing that we have this in the food supply. The goitrogenic effect, that slows down the thyroid. So we're all thinking, oh, soy is this healthy food, but you're slowing down your thyroid. The trypsin inhibitors, which keep you from digesting protein. So we have all these people consuming soy protein isolate, which is a huge problem on its own, who aren't really absorbing the protein that they're getting from it. And sometimes we just kind of forget. We forget how things get from point A to point B. How does that soybean become vegetable oil? How does that soybean become soy protein isolate? What's that process like?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget about it. It's a nasty.
You know what? If manufacturers were required, and I want PepsiCo to do this because they're trying to say that their foods are nutritious. If manufacturers were required to put up a YouTube video of the start to finish process to make their foods, people would not eat them.
Oh, absolutely. The hexane is my biggest thing because
yes.
We have all these people who eat soy because of the environment and whatnot. Hexane is part of that process. Hexane is very, very toxic, and not only is it still in the food when you eat it, but it also gets released into the environment, into the water supply, so this is not quite eco-friendly. And at the same time, 90% of it that we consume these days is genetically modified, which is a whole other science experiment that none of us really signed up for.
Right. GMO must go. It's a terrible, terrible situation, and I'm hoping that California gets it on the ballot for next year, because if California can force manufacturers to identify genetically modified food ingredients, the rest of the country will follow, and we will be free of GMO because people will not eat it, and the manufacturers will have to go, hey, we got to throw this stuff away. They're not buying it. We have to make something different. And then Monsanto will have to eat their own GMO, and that's what I hope is going to happen.
I'm hoping as well.
Now, you talk about in your book, exercise just enough. Are you saying that some of us are exercising to a degree where it loses its benefits and starts to become a problem?
It becomes a stressor, yes. We did a show with Dr. Cliff Oliver the other day on Blog Talk Radio talking about stressors, and stress is not just mental and emotional. You know, stress is physical, over-exercising, which I'll talk about, but toxic, you know, chemical, electromagnetic, nutritional stress, thermal stress, and all of these things stack on top of each other. Now, I come across clients all over the time who are going to spin class every morning at 6 a.m., you know, spinning the hell out of themselves, and their bodies do not change. They just don't feel good, and their bodies don't change. And I say to them, I say, you know what? Your exercise program is becoming a stressor. I've got people who are doing insanity workouts and then follow it up with the other one, but the P90X, 2 hours. You're kidding me. We're doing way too much. And so once they actually stop going to spin class, or I say, hey, just go twice a week now, they're always amazed by how they start to lose weight and their energy comes back and they feel so much better. We're over-exercising. And I always say, if you're eating really well, you don't even have to work out as hard, you know, if you're just trying to maintain a good-looking body and don't have strength goals and all that stuff. But we're doing way too much, and we're forgetting that we need to listen to our bodies. If you're going to spin class 5 days a week and you're not losing weight, you're probably doing something wrong. You want to change that. And so you might want to back off. Most of my clients, I have them back off and do recovery type of stuff, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, breathing exercises, meditation, things of that sort to put energy back into their bodies instead of always taking it out of themselves.
And this is really an important point. It really is. I suffered from this in 2005. And my audience knows about it. I've talked about it before, but I literally drove myself into the ground, training, always trying to make progress. Back then I was training like a power lifter. And, if you don't pay attention to stress, it will really do what it has to do to get your attention. In my case, I didn't pay attention to the fact that the nights before I was going into squat, the nights before I was going into deadlift, and I already had it in my mind, I had to either add pounds or add reps. I would start to become anxiety-ridden the night before. I would become anxiety-ridden on the way to the gym. I would be so panicked because I knew I was pushing my body week in and week out, and I knew something was going to happen. But yet I ignored that. I poured on the caffeine. I did whatever I had to do because I believed no pain, no gain. You got to get in there and you got to kick your own ass if that's what you have to do. And guess what? I hit a wall and had to take almost a year off. I got so sick. I became so sick. And I didn't pay attention to stress. Most of us don't pay attention to stress. Most of us don't sit quietly enough, long enough, with nothing going on in our minds to hear the stress in our bodies. You point out meditation. I'm a huge proponent of meditation. I started transcendental meditation almost 17 years ago, and there's periods of life where I've ignored it. I'm following it again now. It's so important to sit down and just sometimes be mindful and feel what you feel.
I could not agree more, man. I need to do more of that myself, as a matter of fact.
Well, we all do, but we're all so damn busy, right? When do you make the time? And that's the thing. You got to make the time. These are more important because you'll function more optimally if you start to do these types of things. So what is exercising just enough, Sean? How does what do you use as the barometer? What do you tell your clients? This is how you know when you're starting to get to your threshold.
I tell them to listen to their bodies. You know, if they're not recovering well between workouts, if they're going into the gym and they're just fatigued, you know, when sometimes I'm sure you've done this before, you've walked into the gym and you've done a couple reps and you're just not feeling it, I just go home. You know what I mean? I just say, hey, that's my body's way of saying, go home, get some rest, and let's try it again the next day. We do adrenal stress panels with the vast majority of my clients. It's a saliva test that allows them to see, you know, where are their adrenals, where is their testosterone, where is their estrogen, all that stuff. And a lot of time I see clients in stage 3 adrenal fatigue. These are the ones who are really beating the crap out of their body. And it just is really cool because they can see it on paper. And I say, hey, your exercise program is just making this thing worse and worse and worse. We need to actually rest. And when they see those results, they go, oh, you know, now this makes sense. But, you know, I've been away from personal training for the last 3-4 years. I just do consulting over Skype and through the phone. And we actually have the Underground Workout Manual that was written by Brett Klicka, like my right-hand man. He's the fitness guy with Underground Wellness. And so that is an add-on optional bonus with the Dark Side of Fat Loss. So that's 12 weeks of workout.
Really?
Five days a week. And not only, it's not like one of those books where you just see like the bottom of a squat and the top of the squat in terms of illustrations. You can click on the picture, you know, open up a video, and it's Brett with his model, and one of the models is me, showing you exactly how to do the workout or that particular exercise properly. So it's a personal trainer for 12 weeks. So we've really covered all of our bases with the Dark Side of Fat Loss.
Yeah, this is exciting. I didn't realize that that's also included in this package here. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish it up with Sean, and then later in the show we'll have Anthony Roberts on. Anthony has written in a fantastic article for CrossFit Magazine. You know, where do we get this notion that heart rate is indicative of how hard we're training? He's got some good points, and we're going to discuss them later in the show. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Go to darksideoffatloss.com. Show Sean some love. He's one of us. Check out his book. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody, Primordial Performance is having a pre-release sale of their Andro Series version 3. Anybody who orders, the first 100 pre-orders will get a free supplement carrier box, a t-shirt, and a year subscription to The Insider, which is a club at Primordial Performance's website where the members get free product samples of new and upcoming supplements. Go to primordialperformance.com today and get in line for the release of the new Andro Series 3. We'll have Eric Potratz on the show, I believe, sometime this week to talk about the new supplements. Right now we're talking to Sean Croxton. We're talking about his book, Dark Side of Fat Loss. So, Sean, what's next for you? You said 2012 is a big year for you. What do you got planned?
Oh, man, I want to do a lot of speaking. I want to travel around the world just talking about this message that we have, giving people real health information. There's a TV show on healthypowertv.com. I want to do a lot of shows interviewing people, and again, just getting information out. You know, we may do a few things with the website. We're going to definitely put together a hardcover version of The Dark Side of Fat Loss. And, you know, if we do enough sales, what I really want to do, if we got a good budget, is to travel and make a documentary, a really well-shot documentary on the stuff that we talk about and just bring it to a really huge audience, kind of like with Food, Inc., but better is what I want to do. And so that's the plan for 2012, is to hit it hard and do it.
Yeah. And obviously this book is a stepping stone for you to help to promote a message about the fallacies, the nutritional idiocy that's out there. Have you heard this recent research that is now being promoted in the mainstream media that children between the ages of, I don't know if it was 2 and 9 or 9 and 12 or 2 and 12, should now be tested for cholesterol levels, and statin intervention may need to be started because of childhood obesity issues.
They're looking for a new market, man. This is what they do. I did a video about this 3 years ago. It was the same, pretty much the same story. Very well received video that I did. It's ridiculous, man. They saturated the adults with statin drugs, and now they're like, okay, let's go ahead and put the kids on them. Next thing you know, they're going to be putting the freaking animals on it. It's ridiculous. Kids need cholesterol. We need cholesterol. It builds our brains. It builds our hormones. It builds our bodies. It fixes stuff in our bodies. The absolute ridiculous of this is just, it's very upsetting. And, you know, that's why, gosh, I can't say it enough. You know, there's shows like what are like ours. We need a lot more of them, and we really need to come together and get this message out, because this is, I mean, I hate to drop bad words. It's just BS.
Yeah.
And it really needs to stop. It's very upsetting.
Well,
and
I can't believe that
a parent would say it's okay for this to happen, you know?
Well, you know what? You know what else, too? It's like supplement companies are called on the carpet. When a supplement company makes a performance-enhancing supplement, whatever it be, creatine, which, you know, the sad part is, if you go to the 99% of Americans who know nothing about nutrition and say, what is creatine? You'll get answers like everything from an anabolic steroid, a hormone, a drug. And then you say to them, well, do you realize that creatine is an amino acid that's found in abundance in all animal protein? Do you eat pork? Do you eat chicken? Do you eat beef? Yes. Do you eat tuna? Well, tuna and pork have the highest amounts of creatine of all the animal proteins. You get creatine from that. So the problem with all this is that you have all these different organizations and agencies that if you make a performance-enhancing supplement that falls into the hands of high school children, they will close your business down. But yet the pharmaceutical industry can do these flawed studies, and we know that the FDA does not have the brain trust to analyze any of the research that they provide oversight to. They've already said it. They've said it. They've admitted it. We can't do our own job. We need more money to do the job. That's not the issue. They don't need more money. They need to be carved out and thrown away, and they need to start from scratch with an organization that is actually part of the government, not a private organization. But nevertheless, the idea that these pharmaceutical companies are now going to start marketing statin drugs to children is unthinkable. It's right up there with pedophilia, in my opinion. But the difference is the government, because they make money off of it, will condone it. The same way that the government condones the sale of tobacco products because they make tax dollars. It is okay and acceptable to murder in this country as long as the government gets their share of the money. I mean, it's sad.
It's all about money, man. And you put kids on cholesterol-lowering drugs, it's going to lead to other problems. It's going to get them on more drugs. And it's just a domino effect, and it's a damn shame, man.
Do you know that taking a statin drug increases the dangerous effects of insulin resistance by anywhere, it's estimated, from 12 to 25%? So in other words, these children who are probably obese, absolutely, or overweight for sure, who are probably already displaying signs of insulin resistance, if you put them on a statin drug, they will become full-blown diabetic just because of the introduction of the statin drug. Then once they're completely diabetic, then they'll say, well, these kids need metformin at 12 years old. Then once they're on metformin and they start to develop hypertension, well, they're going to need Norvasc. They're going to need a blood pressure medicine. And so these kids will spend their entire lives, which will be short. Their lives will be very short. They will not live to the 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life like their great-great-grandparents did without even knowing what their cholesterol numbers were. But these children will become cash cows for a parasitic pharmaceutical agenda. From 12 to the grave, they'll be taking $5, $6, $7 worth of medications a month. And that is the goal of the pharmaceutical industry. Because if anyone really cared about a health, they would look at the food that's causing all the disease. But nobody cares about health.
Nobody cares about health.
Sad, sad story.
Absolutely. It's too bad.
Anyway, getting back to the book, any other things that you want to mention about the book that people will find interesting about it?
You know what? In the last chapter of the book, I think is the most important chapter in the entire book, and that's all about mindset. And, you know, we can give all of this information, and if people don't follow it, if their minds aren't right, it's probably not going to work. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to, I really want to get healthy. And then in the end, they just go ahead and sabotage themselves. You know, they don't follow through. And so that last chapter has blown away a lot of people and really helped them to understand why they failed so often in the past. And it gets their minds right. It holds them accountable. It encourages them to build a team and also to make goals that are in line with their values. I find that a lot of people I work with, you know, when they first contact me, you know, I ask them, hey, what do you value in life? And it'll be, you know, family, education, career, on and on and on. And I go, you notice anything missing? And they go, oh, health. Yeah, health. Yeah, you want to lose 20 pounds, but you don't really care about your health. It's not that important to you. And so there's some exercises in the book that will help make health a little more important to you so you can be in line with your values and your goals and really get this thing done. You know, that's key. We can give all the tools in the world, but if they don't do it, it's not going to work so well.
Yeah, and really compliance is an issue in life in general. Very few people comply with anything that they know is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes with managing money. You know, fiscal responsibility is does not make you popular. A lot of people want to be popular, so they avoid fiscal responsibility. And doing the right thing about your health and nutrition does not make you popular. Going out with friends and going, no, I'm not going to, you know, get drunk and eat crap food. I need to eat this food. Quite often people will become enraged with you. It's like you're not telling them not to do it. You say, no, do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. It doesn't make you popular. Doing the right thing quite often does not make you popular. Going to sleep early definitely will not make you popular with your friends.
But you don't have to do it all of the time. You know, that's the last thing I talk about. Don't be the weird one. You know, don't be the person who won't go out to eat with their friends because all the food isn't organic. You know, we don't want that. Of course, health is not convenient, but you don't have to put yourself in a box. I have fun. I enjoy my life. I do this stuff about 90% of the time. The other 10% of the time, I get my groove on. And so if we can flip things upside down and get people to do it right 80% of the time and do it wrong 20%, because right now most of them are doing it wrong 20% of the time. I'm sorry, 80% of the time.
Right.
Doing it right 20%. So flip that baby upside down. Don't be weird and live life.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of the 80-20 rule myself. Because you gotta give yourself some room to do things.
Yeah, I like it. Every now and then.
All right. So anyway, we're coming to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and plug the website again. The website is darksideoffatloss.com. Not only will you get the book, the ebook, Dark Side of Fat Loss, not only will you get a cookbook, which includes an additional 40 video recipes that you can follow along, but it sounds like you also get a training guide.
Yeah, that's a bonus. It's an optional bonus. It's an additional $39. But for 12 weeks of workouts, 5 days a week, never doing the same workout twice for $39, I don't know what we were thinking when we set that price, to be honest. But it's a steal.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, listen, Sean, I want to thank you for being on Superhuman Radio. And thank you for continuing to carry the message to your audience as well.
Thanks so much for having you, man, or having me. You rock, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Sean. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Anthony Roberts on, and we're going to be talking about this notion that heart rate equates to exertion. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack
back all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Just want to remind everybody that Atomic Tabs is a new sponsor. If you go to AtomicTabs.com, the first 10,000 people assign their mail list will get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. You'll get the actual product. This isn't like a little sample thing. It's like 6 or 8 tabs that come in a roll. Looks like a little Tums, and they taste like sweet tarts, but they give you a surge of energy that lasts for hours with no jitters and no crash. Mental focus, great energy, great product. Go to AtomicTabs.com. My guest, he's been on the show so many times, he could probably host my show now, Anthony Roberts. How are you doing, Anthony?
Pretty good, Carl.
And you recently wrote a great article, co-wrote a great article with Brian McKenzie for CrossFit Magazine. You're doing a lot of writing for CrossFit Magazine now, aren't you?
Yeah, CrossFit has a journal. Like CrossFit Journal, it's called, and there's some stuff that that I'm interested in, and I have the opportunity. Like, thankfully, I've reached a point, I guess, in my career where I have the opportunity to, you know, write stuff and sort of step outside of what I usually write and have an outlet to, you know, explore kind of different ideas that I'm really interested in that might not sort of, you know, fit in with my regular readership.
I think it's funny, the article that has a picture of a guy laying on the floor, and the girl is taking his pulse. Now, is he supposed to have collapsed, or is she just taking his pulse after he's exercised?
Actually, what happened was there's this CrossFit box, CrossFit Affliction, down in Florida. and the owner is this guy, Stephen Bowser, who I know from Facebook. And sometimes when we do articles, like, we just need pictures. Like, we just need pictures that have something to do with, like, heart rate monitoring or whatever we're writing about.
Right.
So I asked him to send me stuff. I told him kind of the idea, and then he sent me that, and it, you know, it made the first page.
Yeah, it's really great. It's really great.
You know, really funny picture, and you know, sort of when I write stuff, like, there's another picture on there of Jamie Filer on the bike or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, with the heart rate hand monitors.
Yeah.
We just kind of, like, we're stuck, you know, and we need pictures, and, like, people are pretty cool, you know. They send pictures to us, and a lot of them are from CrossFit Affliction, actually.
So where did we come up with this notion? When did we first arrive at this notion that heart rate was some manipulated number starting at 220? Was the 220 an arbitrary number? Who came up with that number, 220 minus your age?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, I mean, I guess when you exercise, right, you do something, you know, you sprint, and you realize, you know, I'm breathing heavy, and my heart is absolutely pounding, right? Like, you can hear your heart pounding.
Right.
So, you know, the obvious, the logical step is to say, well, okay, so heart rate has something to do with this, right? The harder I work, the harder my heart beats, the faster it beats. So, okay, there's got to be something to this. As the story goes, there were two scientists, two doctors, whatever you want to say, on a flight, as I recall, to a conference or something, and they had these 11, like, studies or whatever. And, you know, each of them involved heart rate. And they kind of looked at it and said, you know, if we try to figure out the max heart rate based on these studies, we get about 220 minus the age of the participants.
Really?
That's it. Like, they never wrote a formal paper. It was just kind of, and it pretty much worked. Like, that's the thing about it. It pretty much works is the best thing you can say about it. So these two guys, you know, figured that out, and it doesn't exactly work. I mean, even if you take the 11 studies that they had and actually plot the max heart rate through it, you don't get exactly 220 minus age. But when you find the more accurate max heart rate formulas, they're not as marketable. And what I mean by that is you can't do the math in your head. So it might be like 219 minus age times 0.65 might be more accurate.
But is there really a correlation between age and maximum heart rate? My maximum heart rate is still very, very high. It does not work. The 220 minus my age doesn't work for me. I mean, I can regularly get my heart rate up into the 180, 190 range, either doing cardio or doing, heavy farmer's walks.
Yeah, these weren't athletes, and they weren't, you know, people who were.
Are you calling me an athlete? That'll be the first time in my life anybody's ever said that to me.
You know, some of them were heart patients and smokers and all sorts of stuff. So it's really, I mean, when you look at a lot of the things that are accepted in fitness, they're like carryovers from, you know, from the hoi polloi. You know, it's like this kind of works for the average person, and we don't have anything else. That's the main point. We don't have anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's generally the thing is, look, you can do this in your head. Nobody in the fitness industry put anything else out. So here we go.
Yeah. Okay. So, but when you were working on this article, you and I had some discussions about it, and you raised some really, really important points that while heart rate may go up during exercise, heart rate also goes up during scary movies, and you're not exercising very much at that
moment. It goes up during a ton of things because of sort of this, you know, a psychological stress that goes up. I mean, you can, like, so for example, right, it's just as stupid, but let's say we had some kind of, like, sweat calculator.
Yeah, right?
No, I mean, it sounds stupid, right?
Right.
But let's say we had a sweat calculator.
Right.
And then you put someone in a stressful situation, and they sweat. And you say, well, all right, so let's figure out the maximum amount of sweat, you know, per age. That's kind of, I mean, it's obviously that's a lot stupider, but that's sort of what you're looking at. You're looking at something where a lot of different factors can raise your heart rate.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not what people think it is. I mean, if you go to any sporting goods store, you find all these heart rate monitors, and you would think this is the end-all, be-all. And the whole point of the article is just more to say that it's not. Not just the 220 formula, just also heart rate is not, you know, the end-all, be-all.
Well, and a perfect example of that, in my opinion, is the equipment that is manufactured for cardiovascular training.
Every piece has a heart rate monitor.
Right, and not only does it have a heart rate monitor, but it usually has some sort of target heart range that is supposed to change substrate utilization. So, for instance, you know, if you're within this range, you're fat burning, and if you're in within this range, you're actually doing work for your cardiovascular system, and if you're in this range, you're doing endurance work. And how does the body know? Is there a feedback loop in the brain that says, oh, my heart rate is 80 beats a minute, I don't have to worry about substrate utilization. I'm going to shift to fat. I'm just going to exclusively use fat as my
The interesting thing about that too is,
so you might be burning, you know. Well, all right. So let me back up. I did an article from Muscle Insider actually, just about the same thing. When you're at rest, completely at rest, like laying down, that is your maximum fat burning range.
Right.
You are burning more percentage wise fat than anything else you could possibly do. So if you make this argument, and it's idiotic, that, you know, pre-contest bodybuilders should walk on a treadmill and that it won't burn muscle, you should really make the argument they should lay down. Because that's the ultimate, that's taking it to its logical conclusion.
Right.
If you're a pre-contest bodybuilder and you want to burn maximum fat percentage-wise, you should lay down for 2 hours. That's the ultimate conclusion. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
Right, right.
And, you know, your body doesn't work. We like to make analogies because analogies are fun and sometimes they're clever. A body is like a car, blah, blah, blah. It's really not. When you go from second to third gear in a car, you're not kind of in second gear. You're just in third gear.
Right.
When you switch, you know, quote, unquote, switch into the fat-burning range, you're still burning other substrates. I mean, you're still, you know, there's other stuff going on.
Right.
So it's, you know, the car analogy in those terms isn't that great, you know?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. All right, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to pick up the discussion and maybe even see what would be a better gauge or how we can either use heart rate as part of the equation. This article is in the October CrossFit Journal. It's a fantastic article. If you have an opportunity to pick up the magazine, please do. Anthony Roberts and is it Brian McKenzie? I forget. Did I say that?
Brian McKenzie
authored this article, and it really does force you to think about what you're really looking for in heart rate during exercise. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released
released high energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus enhancing ingredients that will give you a long lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now.
Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Pump it, Hawaii 5-0. Pump it. Their heart rate is going up at Hawaii 5-0. But what does it all mean? I love this caption here, Anthony, in the article. We know a NASCAR driver or F1 racer would be shredded by a boxer, marathoner, or soccer or rugby player in terms of endurance, even though the literature tells us they have similar heart rates during competition.
So, yeah, and you know, it's so unfortunate because right after we had that piece submitted, me and Brian, there was a study published, believe it or not, on pit crew heart rates for various, you know, motorsports. So even the pit crew has this kind of, you know.
Have you ever seen some of the pit crew? Usually most of them are pretty fat.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, I mean, even if you look at, right, one of the funniest things, if you look at people playing like a boxing, like video game on Nintendo Wii or whatever.
Right.
Their heart rates are, you know, a noticeable percentage different than people actually boxing, you know, or at least sparring. But I mean, we're still only talking about 10 or 15 or whatever it is. And that gulf is not big enough to me.
Right.
To explain away the difference between a guy doing Nintendo Wii and an actual boxer. You know, there's got to be a problem. I mean, one of the things with any kind of test that's, you know, supposed to be valid is that it's got to be repeatable and it's got to be scientific. And really, the disparity there tells me that there's an issue with heart rate testing.
So what do we use if we want to try to determine some sort of measure or evidence of a fitness quotient? What do we use?
You know, it's a good question. Really, I don't think there's anything better than just work. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, the actual scientific measure of work. I mean, if you show me a runner, okay, who completes a marathon in a certain amount of time, and a guy who completes it in less time, I mean, really, that's, isn't that what we really want to know? I mean, heart rate is kind of a secondary thing, right? I mean, you talk about two marathoners, and you see this guy can maintain 160, and this guy can maintain 140. What does that tell me? I mean, honestly, that doesn't tell me anything. I think, you know, it comes down to how much work are you actually doing, and you know, work being the standard, you know, kind of, whatever you want to say, definition in terms of, you know, physics, you know?
So, take
it another way, right? Let's look at something like blood pressure.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, which, by the way, for years I've been saying that the current methodology for checking blood pressure is severely flawed.
Right. Well, okay, so we look at blood pressure, right? That's you could be doing leg presses, right, cause a higher increase in blood pressure than squats.
Right.
But, I mean, to me, that says that blood pressure, you know, isn't going to be a great marker. And really, when you look at work, it's ageless. I mean, honestly, a marathon, an endurance run, we talk about endurance runs, right?
Right.
A marathon or an ultramarathon or whatever. The winner of the marathon is still the fastest guy. It's not the guy who ran the farthest.
That's right? True.
It's still a race.
Right.
It's still the fastest guy. The fastest guy wins the 100 meter. The fastest guy wins the marathon.
Right.
It still comes down to work. It never comes down to heart rate, you know?
Right.
No, I mean, it sounds stupid, right? But you could look at something like, again, blood pressure, and find that, you know, you could see how much someone's blood pressure goes up when they're doing a given weight in the squat. But that, I mean, does that tell us how strong the person is, really?
It's almost like saying, what is the relationship between the pressure at the foot and the gas pedal and its relationship to how fast the car is going?
Right, and you got to say, what kind of car am I driving?
Well, and are you going up an incline? And there's so many variables that come into play. I mean, really, that and actually, the distance between you know the pressure between the foot and the gas pedal have nothing to do with anything at the end of the day.
No, and I have to admit, I'm a huge. I actually own my own blood pressure cuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and Do you know the history of blood pressure?
No, please tell me.
All right, because this is one of those little sort of pieces of trivia that I think you'll find really interesting. The systolic blood pressure, okay, was created by a guy named William Marston, okay?
Okay.
And he used that as an attempt. His wife kind of clued him into this, okay? His wife said that, you know, my blood pressure goes up whenever I get mad or excited. And so he figured out, right, according to his son, that blood pressure might be a way to detect when people are lying. He's the man who invented the lie detector as part of developing the systolic blood pressure test. And in fact, here it comes, here's the trivia part, in fact, is the creator of Wonder Woman and her golden lasso that detects lies, forces people to tell the truth.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
He created
the comic book character Wonder Woman.
That's hilarious.
Is that, bizarre things in the world?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's absolutely true. Everyone can go on, you know, whatever. Go Google it. It is absolutely true. The guy's name, William Marston, and, yeah, him and his wife, you know, she's the one who kind of made the observation, my blood pressure goes up or whatever.
But how did she even know her blood pressure went up? Like, was she felt her head surge or, I mean, how did she even come up with this idea of blood pressure? Like, wow, my blood pressure goes up when I laugh or something. It's like, that's a very subjective observation. It's very subjective to say something like that.
Well, you know, he was a psychologist. I think he has some pretty impressive degrees. He's a PhD in psychology, so I assume, I'm not sure about her education, but I mean, obviously they live together. I'm pretty sure she was a psychologist as well. So, you know, they definitely.
See, my contention with blood pressure is that it's completely flawed. Okay.
What about the golden lasso? Is that?
No, that works. Absolutely.
No,
works.
It absolutely does.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I anytime I see the golden lasso, I run the other way because I don't want to be caught lying. So, no, the whole premise of blood pressure is flawed. There's so many flaws in it that it should be abandoned. The premise of measuring internal pressure of a hose, which is what we're talking about here when we talk about, you know,
right.
Okay. The premise of measuring internal pressure of a hose by pinching the outside pressure, applying pressure to the outside in an effort to pinch off the flow of fluid inside of it, and then saying, as we release the hose, as soon as the fluid starts to flow through again, we can make some sort of assumptions about the internal pressure of the fluid, is ridiculous. It doesn't work. There's so many variables. The thickness of the hose, is the hose surrounded by material that then makes it even more difficult to compress it? There's so many things. And then the other thing that plays a factor is gravity. Is the fluid flowing from high to low, where gravity is playing a role in the flow, or is it flowing from low to high, where gravity is slowing it? There's so many variables that make it impossible.
No, and one of the points you bring up is great too, and this is what Brian and I spoke about with you know, to each other, not in the article. I don't think he made it in, but I mean, if you look at how many beats per minute, well, how much blood is your heart capable of pushing with one beat? Like, if we look at a power lifter, right, who's used to, I mean, I bet his heart is absolutely, you know, floodgate opening every time it beats, right?
Right.
And then we look at probably, say, a marathoner, and I bet it's, you know, letting the bare minimum through. I mean, you know, how much, like, one beat tells us nothing. I mean, it's really, you know, it's one of those things. How much water did you put in the bowl? And you say, I don't know, you know, I cup my hands and put a couple of handfuls in. Well, how big are your hands? What?
Yeah.
You know,
did you leak anything? Yeah, did you drip any water on the way to, from where you gathered it to the bowl? It's like there's so many variables, and that's why.
And look at the left ventricular hypertrophy of a power lifter versus, again, a marathon runner. So, there, you know, more, I mean, there's just, there's alterations in the heart that occur with different kinds of training. And now you say, all right, well, let's take a one-size-fits-all formula and let's try and apply it across the board to people it was never meant to be applied to. It wasn't really meant to be applied to athletes at all. But because it's easy and because heart rate monitors are popular, it just caught on.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about if it's dangerous. Is monitoring heart rate dangerous? Can we make dangerous assumptions? We're talking, with Anthony Roberts today about an article that he co-authored for CrossFit Journal about heart rate and what it really means in the realm of fitness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Going down tonight. At the door, we don't wait, cause we know them. At the bar, six shots just begin.
Finally, time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Dust. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Anthony Roberts right now, the relevance of heart rate and its relationship to fitness. Is there any relationship to fitness? I don't think so. I mean, I've never really thought there was, frankly. I've never owned a heart rate monitor.
Better if you're not fit. Now, strangely enough, it's probably better. I think a lot of things are actually better if you're not in shape, you know, in terms of a sort of guide, because they're not made for a fit population, you know.
Yeah,
like body mass index, perfect example.
Yeah,
right. That's a way better indicator, right? And it's kind of funny because a body mass index kind of thing is, you know, essentially it's a formula, and it's made for the average person, not someone who trains with weights, not someone who, you know, trains for a sport, and it tells you, right, because you're stupid, if you're fat. It tells stupid people if they're fat or not.
Right.
That's what body mass index is really made for. It's for people who don't know if they're fat. It's one of the most amazing things in the world. But it really doesn't tell, like, a bodybuilder if they're fat. You know what I mean? And that's
That's a perfect example of, I mean BMI is meaningless because it doesn't take into account Lean body mass. According to BMI, at 6 foot two, I am currently 225 pounds. I'm considered overweight, but I'm probably conservatively 12% body fat right now.
Which is like, you know, when you look at, you know, any of the body fat charts, it's excellent.
Yeah. So a doctor would tell me, and I've been told this by when I used to see a mainstream physician, I have been told that, you know, you're high on the BMI scale. You need to lose some weight. And I would say, look at me. You can see. Oh, excuse me. I have to bleep myself.
Uh-oh.
93 minutes. I'd say, look at me. You can see my veins and my shoulders and my arms. I trained with somebody recently who's a listener of the show who actually works within the pharmaceutical industry. So he has to maintain a low level, and can't be identified. We just refer to him as Mr. X. And when he met me at the gym, the first thing he said to me was, wow, you're a lot leaner than I thought you were going to be. I think a lot of people think I'm kind of fat, you know, because I have some old pictures of me up on Facebook. But according to BMI, I'm fat.
So. Yeah, you know, and that's kind of the problem, right, is that but, you know, the worst part about it isn't necessarily the problem, right, because it's an easy fix, right? I mean, you go to the doctor, and the doctor calculates your BMI, and then instead of being a moron, he looks at you and says, wait, forget that, you're not fat. But that's not what doctors do.
Right.
They get your weight, they get your height, and then they look at their chart. Like, they don't look at the person standing on the scale. They look at their chart, and that's the problem. And, you know, when you look at, like, say, an Olympic rower, and they have this, you know, this ridiculously kind of low heart rate, you know, when they're performing at this incredible intensity, you have to step back and say, okay, obviously this guy's in shape. Let's work backwards from there. Instead of trying to plug, you know, this guy into a formula, you know, take a look at the guy himself and say, all right, well, obviously, you know, we're going to have to sort of reverse engineer something that works instead of just plugging you into something that doesn't work and saying, hey, all right, you're fat, go home.
Well, so do you think that there is a danger side to monitoring heart rate? Is it can it be dangerous? Can it tell people who are really at risk of cardiac events that they have nothing to worry about?
Yeah, I think that's always a possibility. But one of the things that's really interesting is that there were some heart patients in the original studies, right? So, I mean, that's actually, that heart rate is from, you know, an average that does include heart patients. You know, there's a risk because it's not personalized. But, you know, when you look at sort of these heart patients and smokers and everything, and then you can't extrapolate the other way to athletes, but certainly I'm sure there's a lot of people. I'm sure there's a ton of people with undiagnosed, you know, cardiac issues that, you know, can do 220 minus their age in their head, and they say, I'm great. I'm fine.
Right.
Look, my heart rate was this. But that's not really that's not much of a comfort, you know, if you have a heart attack. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just the fact that you did this math properly is not really, that's not going to be much of a, you know, much comfort. So yeah, I think there's a ton of danger. And unfortunately, that formula is repeated by trainers who have no idea where it came from.
Right.
I actually looked in, a textbook, right, for a, you know, organization that certifies people as trainers, and it said, here's how you figure out max heart rate for your clients, 220 minus age. And then there was a reference, right? And I looked in the back, and the reference was the same book from the year before. So in other words, they referenced this for their 1999 textbook. The reference was their 1998 textbook.
Right.
So, I mean, people don't even know where it comes from. And that's, you know, that's a problem. And if you go to a, you know, a big box, you know, franchise gym, and they're going to do a fitness evaluation.
Right.
I guarantee, they might not check your body fat, but the two things I'll guarantee is that they will do something with your heart rate or tell you your max heart rate. Somehow heart rate will be involved, and they'll probably weigh you.
Yeah.
Those are the two things you know you're guaranteed of.
Now, you're a big fan of CrossFit. You train CrossFit, correct?
I'm a certified instructor, yeah.
And but you also train yourself. I mean, you work out. You do CrossFit-type workouts, right?
It's part of what I do, yeah, sure.
Do you ever monitor your heart rate?
Never.
So you don't even pay attention?
No, I mean, you know, if I'm doing some kind of machine for a warm-up or a cool-down, and I'm, like, more or less forced to grab those stupid handles.
Yeah.
That's about the only time I would ever... I have some hip mobility problems, so I do like to do a couple minutes of the elliptical just to kind of work that out. I also train at, like, you know, 6 a.m.
Right.
So I like to kind of do that. And, yeah, unfortunately, I'm forced to grab those handles. And as much as I'd like to not look, I do. I have that, like, fascination. I see what my heart rate is. But one of the things I'll say, too, you know, taking my own personal experience is – I can actually take my hand off those handles and check my, I usually check my carotid to see.
Right. That's what I do too.
And
right.
It's nowhere near what the handles are telling me my heart rate is.
I was just going to say, those things are off. In fact, they can actually be a hindrance in my opinion.
At the gym I train at, there's a Gold's Gym with a CrossFit gym inside the Gold's. I train primarily in that CrossFit area. There's two things that they call the heart rate monitor on those machines, the random number generator.
That's good.
That's what they actually call some of the body fat or scales too, just random number generator. I mean, most of those kind of, you look at something and you say, this is an objective measure of something. And it really, it's objective, but it doesn't tell you the thing it's supposed to tell you.
Right. I have to tell you, I had some issues going on several months ago with my heart. You know, I have some hereditary issues with heart function. Both my parents, as they age, developed arrhythmias. I obviously developed a dysrhythmia at a young age, which I actually reversed through exercise and diet, which is my big claim to fame. But I going through the divorce, not training regularly, a lot of stress in the life, and some of that dysrhythmia started to show back up again, which now is gone again, by the way, because I got serious about my training again. But during that period of time that I was having this dysrhythmia again, I happened to find myself on an elliptical machine, and I grabbed the handles, and I'm watching. And my heart rate, and I'm going at a really, really nice moderate, you know, to fast click. I got it set on 12, whatever that means, you know, the resistance.
Yeah.
And I'm buzzing along. I'm really buzzing along. And my heart rate was like 153, 154. And all of a sudden, my heart rate starts dropping. Like it goes from 153 to 147, it goes from 147, 132, goes from 132. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I hope something's not going wrong. So naturally, I let go of one handle. I touch my carotid artery, and I feel this very, very regular pulse going on.
Yeah, it's like 180, right? Like,
well, I don't even know what it was, but I mean, I didn't time it. I was just looking for regularity. I was like, it was like, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And I'm like, what is this machine reading? Like, I remember letting go of the handles and thinking, oh my God, this thing will scare me into having a heart attack if I'm not careful.
Yeah, you know, I was doing a metabolic triplet, so, and I think, right, don't quote me, but I think it was like 7 pull-ups, 7 kettlebell swings, and 7 push-ups, right, something like that, and I was doing whatever it was, let's say 10 minutes of it, right?
Right.
And I think I started off, right, and I could do, let's just say I could do it 5 times, right, in 10 minutes.
Right.
And then, right, after, you know, doing it a couple times a week for maybe a month or 2 months or whatever, let's say I could now do it 20 times in 10 minutes. But my heart rate you know, was still within 10 beats of where it had been when I could only do it five times. So obviously my work rate improved, and in that sort of context, my cardiovascular ability improved. But if I were using heart rate monitoring, first of all, what would I be looking for? Would I be looking for the ability to achieve a higher heart rate as an indicator of being able to do more work? Or would I be looking to do the same amount of work with a lower heart rate as an indicator of having achieved a lower, you know, threshold for the same amount of work?
Yeah, I would say the latter.
I don't
latter.
Even know what I'd be looking for. I'll tell you, I didn't find it.
I would say the latter. I would say that if you can do more work and your heart rate is the same or lower, then you've achieved a greater level of fitness. That would be my guess, personally.
Yeah, but, you know, to me, like, I think I eventually, like, I want to say it's, I was eventually at the point where I was doing, I don't know, you know, pretty quickly. Like, the time, you know, between transitioning between exercises was taking me, like, the longest time. And my heart rate stayed within 10 beats of where it was when I had never done it before, when I tried it the first time.
Right.
So my work rate went up incredibly, but my heart rate kind of stayed in the same area.
And I would say that's a good thing, personally. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. He's written a fantastic article for CrossFit Journal, identifying the fallacy of using your heart rate as an indicator of fitness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and
contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Anthony Roberts, a friend of this show. Anthony, do you remember the company that Rick Green got involved with called Hyperion?
Yes.
What do you think about their fatigue marker test as some sort of indicator? Can you extrapolate a fitness quotient or fitness levels by using something like that? I know you investigated that product a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I think it is, from what I remember, it looked really good to me. The whole, the point of it more would have been, it definitely would have worked. It was good as a predictor, okay, of, sort of, you know, what it was created for, is to figure out who's got the stamina to get through, you know, basic training or whatever it was. So it definitely works for that, and it could definitely work, if applied correctly, for figuring out if your training has worked, and that's the main thing.
Right.
It would tell you if you were able to do the same thing previously, you know, with less fatigue. So it would definitely work, for that. Anytime you're sort of, you know, collecting hormones, the average person is going to be, sort of priced out of the market.
Right.
But, you know, to me, I'd rather take one of those tests, okay, and, you know, whatever it was, I think it was a saliva test. So spit in a test tube and have it sent off, and then do a 6-month training program, okay, and test myself again, using their protocol. I'd rather do that than just buy a $100 heart rate monitor that told me the same thing two fingers on my carotid would tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you look at it that way, I mean, a heart rate monitor tells you, A, nothing you can't figure out without the heart rate monitor, which is really what makes it kind of a stupid piece of equipment. I mean, it's literally something that counts for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, there's no thing that heart rate data can really, you know, help you figure out. Once you know it, once you know, you know, my heart rate is here or whatever, I think maybe something that you could do with your heart rate is resting heart rate.
Ah. What about, okay, resting heart rate, but what about recovering heart rate? Is that an indicator? You know, I remember a good friend of mine who was an Army Ranger who said a great indication of fitness is how quickly your heart rate goes back to normal after strenuous exercise. What about that?
Yeah, you know, they looked at, for example, and that's one of the things they do kind of monitor is for boxers, let's say. I know Oscar De La Hoya had an amazing recovering heart rate. So they would see what his heart rate got up to during a 3-minute sparring match, and then they would see where it was at the end of the 4th minute before he stood up off the, you know, the stool to get back in the ring. So they would see, and what they found, I remember specifically with Oscar De La Hoya, was like his heart rate went like back to resting, like within a minute, which is amazing. And obviously he had an incredible aerobic threshold, and they can also look at something like and when they talk about resting heart rate, by the way, they're usually talking about like laying down. They're not talking about like you and I would consider resting, like just sitting there. A lot of times they're really talking about a waking heart rate. So, you know, you take your heart rate before you even get up out of bed in the morning. And something they found, and I really don't know how to quantify this, but when your heart rate in the morning, your resting heart rate, your waking heart rate is elevated, it's supposed to be a marker of overtraining.
Right.
But I tend to consider overtraining to be an area where, you know, you're losing ground. And no one really needs to tell you that if you bench 250 yesterday and next week on the same day you can only bench 225, you're losing ground. I mean, obviously. So to me, it's a very weird thing to say, I'm not sure if I'm overtrained. I'll have to take my heart rate tomorrow when I wake up. Like, does that sound reasonable? It doesn't sound reasonable at all to me.
Well, I mean, there are some people who claim that the signs of overtraining early on may be a little bit more mysterious, and they believe that waking heart rate, if your heart is pounding first thing in the morning, it's a sign of overtraining or the early signs of overtraining. What I would say to that is, if your heart is pounding first thing in the morning, chances are you're having some form of hypoglycemic episode, and blood sugar management could be one of the early signs of overtraining. There is evidence that resistance training in extremes can actually cause some disruption of blood sugar management.
Well, you know, we talked about, and that's a good point, we talked about overtraining, and, well, you know, are we talking about anything really that's more important than no longer making progress? I mean, people talk about overtraining, and they'll say, well, you know, I think I'm overtraining because, and they'll list a bunch of what I would call secondary effects or side effects. So overtraining is characterized by, let's say, a rise in cortisol, a lowering of testosterone, blah, 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 you know, elevation in resting heart rate or waking heart rate. All of those things, to me, are side effects. The main thing about overtraining, are you making progress?
Yeah. Are you getting stronger?
Yeah, because really, you know, the thing we want is the progress.
Yeah, we really don't care if our waking heart rate is rapid. We really don't care much about any of those things. If we continue to make progress, we're doing something right.
Right, and that's, to me, that's the big thing. I mean, and, you know, Brian actually talks about this quite a bit. You know, he basically says, all right, so you get someone, you know, a client, whatever, or even yourself, and they want to, you know, achieve some goal or whatever, run some distance in a certain time, and, you know, whatever it is. And he'll say, all right, well, you need to throw down. If you want to know what your marathon time is, you got to, day one, go throw down a 5K or a 10K or whatever.
Right.
Get a time trial under your belt. Like, and even, you know, my buddy Will, who I think he's back in Australia now, but he ran Informed Performance in Dublin. He used to say, if you're not assessing, you're guessing. So, okay, you're a strength and conditioning coach, and you just got this red shirt freshman. Great. What does he bench, squat, deadlift, power clean now and sophomore year? Because you know what? Who cares? Honestly, if you're a strength and conditioning coach and he doesn't do all those things better sophomore year, who cares what his waking heart rate, glycemic body mass, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. Is he getting stronger? You know? I mean, that's the main thing. What's your 5K? Throw down a 5K now, throw one down in 2 months. Did you get faster? You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. All these little assessments that are designed to gauge, ultimately, if your body is in an environment to make progress, mean nothing if you're measuring your progress.
Yeah, I mean, these are all kind of secondary things, right? I mean, you know, you don't really care about your cortisol versus testosterone ratio. If you're making gains, who even measures those things? It's normally when you're banged up and when you're not, you know, then you start going, well, my resting heart rate is really high. That's really when you start looking at things and go, I must be overtraining. If you're making progress, you don't care about your cortisol. You don't care about, you know, if you shaved, you know, 20 seconds, 30 seconds off your 5K every 3 months for a year, you're not monitoring any of those things. You probably don't even have a heart rate monitor if you're making progress. You know, a lot of these things are kind of after the fact, where you go, something's wrong, and then you start figuring out, all right, let me, let me diagnose this. But you don't actually, with those things, you don't actually diagnose anything. You just confirm, yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You don't know what the problem is. You know, you don't know, is it volume? Is it intensity? So again, we go back to, you know, heart rate monitoring has limited utility. It's not totally useless, but it's very limited, and it's part of its limitations are beyond the scope of what people think they are.
Yeah, absolutely. We're coming to the end of the interview. The book, the magazine is called the CrossFit. What the hell, Anthony?
Take three.
Third time's a charm. I wish I could use my bloopers for something. The CrossFit Journal. Where can people get CrossFit Journal? At a CrossFit facility?
You know what? They can get a year subscription for $25.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's CrossFit runs a gamut. So I mean, people go to the CrossFit website and, you know, there'll be a link on the left-hand side that says journal. Some articles are totally free. Me and Brian have one about peaking that's free. And some articles are,
peaking at the female athletes while they're training?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing CrossFit's great for. No, I mean, you go there and then click $25 for a year subscription. You get every article that, you know, PDFs is like a ton and, you know, sometimes you'll get a couple of days that are like whatever, paleo, you know, pancake recipes, and sometimes you'll get stuff about endurance, and sometimes you'll get stuff about powerlifting. It's $25 well spent, you know. I mean, I write for them and I have a subscription.
And you don't get it for free?
I subscribed before I wrote for them, so.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So get the CrossFit Journal. Go to CrossFit.com, I guess, right? Is that their website?
Yeah, just go to CrossFit.com, and there'll be plenty of, you know, free stuff when you click on journal. Some articles are free, and check it out. You can, you know.
Are you writing for them every month now? You've written quite a few articles for them now, right?
You know what? Like I was saying in the beginning, I'm like sort of at a point where I have the ability to write about stuff that interests me when it interests me. So it's kind of like me and Brian will talk, and we'll say, yeah, you know, CrossFit, heart rate monitoring. Yeah, what do you think of that? Yeah, it's bunk. Me too. All right, let's write an article for that. Or peaking. Yeah, that's bunk. All right, let's write an article.
Good
so
deal.
I'm at a pretty cool point in my career where I can, like, write stuff that interests me with, you know, interesting people and have an outlet for it.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. Listen, Anthony, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, so there you have it. Great article. Go to CrossFit.com. Check out the article on heart rate and its relationship to fitness. Also want to thank Sean Croxton. His book is called The Dark Side of Fat Loss. You can get it at the website darksideoffatloss.com. We've got great shows planned all week. Sorry about the website. We're working on it. Hopefully the Superhuman Radio website will be back up. Those of you who want to listen live, go to shoutcast.com. Search for the Superhuman Radio Network and tune in. We'll see you tomorrow.